Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of November 2017. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking deletion of certain alleged objectionable scenes from the upcoming movie Padmavati, terming it as premature. Supreme Court has granted Karthi Chidambaram permission to travel to the United Kingdom for 10 days for the admission of his daughter in a Cambridge University college. Supreme Court has refused to vacate for now its status quo order on construction of a multi-level parking near the iconic Taj Mahal, saying there was no harm in tourists walking up to the monument. Supreme Court has said that all petitions relating to beef ban in Maharashtra should be listed before one bench only and sent the batch of pleas to be placed before the Chief Justice of India, CJI, for direction. Iraqi Supreme Court has ruled that a referendum on Kurdish independence was unconstitutional. The top court has also decided to annul all the consequences and results of the referendum. Uttarakhand High Court has suggested that Freedom of Religion Act be enacted by the state legislature, in order to put an end to sham conversions for the sole purpose of marriage. Delhi High Court has observed that a rape survivor's testimony can be accepted without corroboration, especially in a case where the rapist is her father. Gujarat High Court has turned down a petition demanding that the games of poker and rummy be permitted at a city club. Bombay High Court has rejected a plea seeking ban of a movie titled Ashkriya. The movie is based on Baba Bhand's novel Ashkriya and the theme is commercialization of after-death rituals performed by the section of Brahmin community who is supposed to lead all the last rites. Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has clarified that Pan-India linking is not applicable to non-resident Indians, NRIs, person of Indian origin, POs, and overseas citizen of India, OCs. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has clarified that milling of paddy into rice on job work basis is liable to GST at the rate of 5%. On the processing charges, and not on the entire value of rice. Government has allowed manufacturers, packers or importers of pre-packaged commodities to declare the revised retail sale price, MRP, in addition to the existing retail sale price, MRP, till that is the 31st of December, 2017.